Hello, so welcome back. Episode number 5, and this is where they start to get a little bit different. I'm not even sure, maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I actually wrote and published a book, which if you look at social media or whatever, you'll be able to see a copy of the book in image form. The book, I don't actually think is available anymore, with who it was published through Amazon. I think if you search for it, it's no longer there. I don't know if it runs out from a time limit or whatever. I mean, I still got all the hard copies of the chapters, etc. So if anyone really does want it, a printed version of it, you can ask me for it and I will literally send you the Word documents for it. Obviously, no price. But in the next... I'm going to say 16 episodes because there were 17 chapters in total. And they're not long. It's not a long book. But I'm going to read a chapter per episode. But what I'm going to do is, for the book release, is release 2 a week to get through it. Not a bit quicker, but just so we can get back to more talking ideas more than anything. But I'm going to release at least 2 a week, potentially more, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it. I haven't read this for a while. I've looked at the chapter head titles and it is, a lot of it is what I still talk about now, by the looks of it, if I'm honest. And I don't think there's anything drastic in there that I've overly changed my mind on. But what I'm going to do, I'm always going to read it blind, in that I don't know what it says. And then offer my thoughts and opinions on it. Hopefully just at the end of the chapter, I'll try not to interrupt myself doing it. But I may get carried away, you never know. But the title is The Health and Fat Loss Mindset. And it's quite funny, actually, the title is a lot more where I've gone down in terms of health and fitness rather than weightlifting, strength and conditioning-y type stuff. I mean, I do that, but a lot more of what my focus on now is on the health side of it and a little bit more about how the brain works and helps it. So it's quite a nice title, The Health and Fat Loss Mindset. The first bit's got a little bit about the author, which I'm going to read. And then I will read out the contents and I will read the introduction chapter and hold it there for this episode, just so you know what's coming up. So hopefully it's not too boring, me reading it. I'll try and put a little bit more emphasis on it, a little bit more excitement, so it's not just me reading. I found quite good benefit of listening to people read their books out on not someone else reading someone else's book, but someone else reading their own book. It sort of makes it sink in a bit more. But enough rabbiting at the beginning. Here goes with the author. Without doubt, the hardest part of the book to write was indeed this bit. I thought long and hard about even including it. Fingers hovered over the keyboard, laptop closed down many times, unsure what to even write here. I considered getting someone else to write it, like I've seen a lot of other top authors do. I'm not calling myself a top author, by the way, not yet, anyway. Who on earth would I get to write it anyway? So I've written it myself. Anyway, this whole health and fitness stuff, you could say, has grown on me. Since starting a BTEC National Diploma in Sport Development and Exercise at college in 2005, 14 years ago at the time of writing, and finding the gym around the same time, I've never really looked back or left the gym. I found a love for it. What started out as a passion for developing myself soon turned into a passion for developing others. Between the years of 2005 and 2013, I completed the exercise, fitness and health qualifications, all of them imaginable. I worked my way through 4 years of university, earning a Bachelor of Science in the field of exercise sciences and built a knowledge base that served me pretty well. At the time of writing, 7 years on from finishing my degree, I've embarked on the next step and begun an MSc in Applied Sport and Exercise Science. This, to me, highlights an important part of my life and will serve you well in reading this book and your fat loss journey. There is no finish line. Progression inspires progression, and there is always a next step. But what is important is to look back and celebrate achievements, as well as always looking to improve yourself. I served in the Army with the Royal Tank Regiment, and yes, firing a Challenger 2 tank is quite an experience. It was in the Army I developed myself personally. Discipline, integrity, courage, all the traits the Army drills into you. It is only looking back that I can now see how many I've taken forward with me, which has undoubtedly shaped part of who I am today. In the military, I completed all my all-arms physical training instructor's course, earning the well-recognised cross swords. It was here that I learnt nothing worth having comes easy. You have to work at fitness, you have to work at health, and you sure enough have to work at bulletproofing your mind. Get your mindset right and you are certainly starting off at the front of the pack. There is a saying, get your mind right and your body will follow. And I believe this to be firmly true when it comes to health, nutrition and fat loss. In picking up this book and hopefully continuing to read it, your mind has already made a decision. It is now up to you to get your body to follow with the decisions you make. I rambled on a bit there, and that may be the case through this book. I won't write anything about what I do now, as that may or may not have changed by the time you're reading this. But what I will say is I pride myself on being able to influence and help others around me to be the best and happiest versions of themselves. I will finish up by, of course, thanking my wife, Alison, and my two boys, Bradley and Michael, mainly for putting up with me. We make a great team, the four of us, and without the support and family we have, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am now or be able to have the impact that I hope to have. Hopefully, everything Ali and I achieve together makes the boys proud and instills in them that you can do anything you want in life as long as you believe. Enjoy, Greg. So that's a little bit about the author. Do you know what? I actually quite agree with most of it, even now, I think. Seems to be quite well written. I've obviously moved on a little bit from MSc and now doing a PhD in mental health and exercise. So that's the little stage. And again, it goes back to this bit about progression, inspiring progression. I've almost not stopped. Quite amusing now that I now teach the course that I originally did all those years ago. And there's not a lot really else to say. It's not a bad little start, if I must say so. On to the contents page. So the contents, and these are the chapters we've got coming up. We've got an introduction. We've got the fundamentals of fat loss. Number three is the calorie. What is it? Four is total daily energy expenditure. Five is the roles and benefits of nutrients. Six is sleep. Seven is about hydration. Eight is the psychology behind fat loss. Nine, process goals. 10, the good food, bad food debate. 11, creating your own nutritional plan. 12, myths and fad diets. 13, the benefits of exercise with regard to fat loss. 14 is methods of tracking progress. 15, slow and steady wins the race. 16 is change. And 17, create your why, bulletproof your mindset and become a winner. So it's really a good mix of chapters there. And some of it is based around fat loss, but even if that is not your goal, there's a lot more to this book in terms of, you know, setting yourself up for good health, but also, you know, whatever is in here for fat loss, you can almost, in a very simple concept of just alter it and not quite reverse it, but if you're looking to build muscle, is essentially where we have calorie deficits, we want calorie surpluses. But the basis of health and living healthily and exercise, I think, hopefully will come through in this book. Moving on then. So we've got an introduction, which is only a few pages. So hopefully it won't take up too much time having back-to-back chapters in this first episode. Introduction. Much like many things in life, the solution to the problem is simple, but the practicality is far from easy. Need to pass a test? Get the questions right. Want to write a book? Start writing words. Fat loss is no different. Get the right energy balance and you will succeed. However, the time, effort, mindset, knowledge and consistency required for this task makes this far from easy for most people. This book will give you the guidelines, the principles and the understanding of just why losing body fat for some people can be a lifetime struggle. Yes, this book will bring you the latest scientific facts, but it will be written in a way that makes it easy to read, enjoyable to read, but most of all, understandable. You can read and learn everything ever written around a particular subject, but if you don't implement your findings, you may as well not have found out in the first place. Before you read on, we have to make an agreement. Happy with that? You have picked up this book for a reason. You are looking for help and advice in reaching your fat loss goal. I've written it to help you achieve. I've addressed issues and problems that I regularly see and often get asked, and the answers and knowledge I give are ones that work. If action is taken on them, I know this because I've seen it. So our agreement is this. Take the information, use it, and create your plan to a new you. What this book will not do is give you a secret ingredient, a magic pill, a shortcut. There aren't any. Like most things, success comes from a combination of time and effort. Chances are you have tried before and failed. I'm here to help, and help I will. Once you have an understanding and a base knowledge as to why your body reacts the way it does, why your mind works the way it does, and the decisions you make surrounding food and exercise are made for a reason, you can start to make this biochemical minefield work in your favour. Ready to start? Let's do it. The decisions, the choices, the hormones, the chemicals, the cravings, the influences all play a part in the health and fat loss mindset. Control your surroundings, control your decisions. Throw out the myths, the good foods, the bad foods, the crash diets, the pressures to adhere. It's time to make your nutrition and lifestyle work for you. Forget what you have previously read. Sugar is poison. Carbs make you fat. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's all old news, outdated, and more than likely part of a commercial designed to sell you a product. In today's society, there is a pressure and an influence to look a certain way, to wear a certain weight, to have a particular body fat percentage. Every individual is exactly that, an individual. What works for some won't work for others. What suits some won't suit others. This book is about understanding the differences, forgetting the social norms and becoming a healthier you. You can live a balanced life, full of health and enjoyment, and feel proud about the way you have changed, the way you look and your successes. There is a host of diseases relating to high body fat, diabetes, coronary heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, some cancers. The key message from this book is that if we can reduce body fat in line with a healthy guideline without sacrificing too much, we are on to a winner. I don't intend on talking about myself much in this book. This book is for you, but I would like you to know I am married and father of two young boys, so I have an idea of the struggles we all face in a busy life. I'll use my experience and knowledge to help you work around these barriers, these issues, and in turn lead a healthier and happier lifestyle. If you've picked up this book, it's highly likely you want to make the effort to lose body fat. Read on, learn, improve your knowledge, and begin to follow the principles laid out, and a successful journey is yours. But remember, knowledge is only power when it is applied and used. So that's the reading done for the day. It's not too bad, if I do say so. A lot of what I say now, I've just reread in that book, which actually makes me quite pleased and quite proud that even when I was younger and maybe a little bit more novice, if you like, it's all still, so even now you see in the news about sugar being poison, breakfast being really important. It's a lot of it is all still the same. And it, you know, it does make you, well, I'd like to think it makes you sort of understand a little bit, but actually there is no magic. There is no, this is the next best thing. What works then still works today. Which is quite nice. It's quite nice. The chapter two, which will come up in the next one, is the fundamentals of fat loss. And then chapter three is the calorie. What is it? So those will come in the next episode. Let me know your thoughts. It'd be really good to hear some people's thoughts, particularly around this new idea of reading out this book that is no longer available. Hopefully you take something good from it. But yes, let me know. Share it with friends. Share it with anybody else. Anyone who shares it on their story on Instagram or on any kind of social media, I will be over the moon. And I'll have to think of a little prize. If someone does it, I'll think of a prize and I will offer you that prize or token gift of some description. So once again, thank you for listening and I will speak to you again next week.